Chapter 7. A Deadly Song. The men laughed and sang. The ship was travelling fast, and they would soon be home. But Odysseus did not laugh or sing. He knew something that the other men did not. They were near the island where the terrible sirens lived. Suddenly, the wind stopped blowing. The men took down the sail and picked up their oars. Odysseus told them about the song of the sirens. "My friends," he said, "we have been tested before, but this time we will need all our strength. As we get nearer to this island, you will see the sirens. They have the heads of women and the wings of birds. You will hear a beautiful song. You will want to go to the sirens, but you must not, and I must not. I want you to tie me to the mast so that I can't leave the ship." Odysseus took some beeswax and told the men to put it in their ears so they could hear nothing. Then they tied him to the mast with a long rope. The first thing they saw on the island was a pile of bones. "Any sailor who sets foot on that island will soon be a dead man," Odysseus said to himself. The sirens sat on the rocky shore. They were beautiful, with long red hair and blue-green wings. They started to sing. "King Odysseus, hero of Troy, come to our island, golden-haired boy. Don't let your men take you sailing past. Untie yourself from your ship's tall mast. You've been at sea for much too long. Come and hear our siren's song. King Odysseus, hero of Troy, come to our island, golden-haired boy." The men could not hear the song because they had beeswax in their ears. But Odysseus heard it, and he wanted to hear more. He pulled at the rope that tied him to the mast. "Untie me! Untie me! And let me go to the sirens!" he cried. "The more I hear their song, the more I like it!" But of course the men could not hear him. They rowed with all their strength, in, out, until the ship had passed the island and Odysseus could hear the song no more. Only then did the men take the beeswax out of their ears. Then they untied Odysseus.